Illinois lawmakers are expected to take up a statewide construction plan by Friday. For decades, they've traded votes to get a newly paved highway in their town. This is how major road construction plans get approved. But as Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen explains, legislators are considering a proposal to get rid of that practice.
Construction workers are building the foundation for new tracks at a train crossing in Springfield. The plan includes new underpasses so cars won't have to wait for trains.
It's a safety issue.
Kirk Brown is a senior policy advisor at Hansen Engineering. That's the firm that leads this project.
It's a congestion relief issue for the motorists in Springfield with all these new grade separations to eliminate the rail conflict. But it's also a major economic boost to the community.
Springfield is asking the state for $127 million to pay for the next phase, new tracks and underpasses further south.
The capital bill is very critical to this project, just as it is to the rest of the state's infrastructure. I mean, our highways are in terrible shape. The roads are probably the worst shape they've been in years.
Several months ago, Springfield's mayor sent a letter to lawmakers asking for the money as they started negotiating an infrastructure plan. For decades, this is how it's worked. City leaders lobby lawmakers for funds to build new highway lanes or, say, add a crosswalk to an intersection.
That's a very old way of looking at infrastructure investment, a politically driven way of looking at infrastructure investment.
This is Audrey Wenig with the Metropolitan Planning Council, a Chicago-based nonprofit that focuses on sustainable development. Wenig says this old way of thinking must change. Instead, they want funding decisions based on measurable goals.
Ideally, what you would want to do is articulate the goals for your transportation system and compare projects against those goals and then track how projects perform after they're built.
Wenig says transparency in how the state spends its limited transportation money is particularly important as it seeks to raise the gas tax and other fees. She says taxpayers want to know funds are being used wisely.
That they're going to actually make their commutes more reliable, that they're going to have a safer transportation system, that the transportation system is going to get them where they want to go.
The federal government is pushing states toward dividing up transportation money by how well they meet goals, and Illinois is already starting to decide which roads to repave and bridges to repair using performance measures. But Wenig says they want them to use goals for expanding or upgrading the transportation system. Virginia started making its funding decisions this way in 2016. Their system, called Smart Scale, has given out more than $3 billion. Chad Tucker is with Virginia's Department of Transportation. He says the new system changed how people think about a successful transportation project.
In the past, the measure of success was how much tax dollars did I get for my project? Versus now, it's how much benefit can I get the public for the least amount of money?
Under Virginia's system, Springfield would show how adding train tracks would make the city safer and less congested, and why it's a good investment. And transportation officials would weigh their proposal against others and score each of those projects. Chris Mooney says that takes the decision-making power out of legislators' hands.
Politics in Illinois is all about where you pour the concrete. You know, who gets those roads is often thought about as who's in favor and so forth.
Mooney is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He says a lot of transportation decisions are already up to engineers and planners at IDOT. Still, vote trading does matter. Mooney says it could change how other deals are made at the statehouse, big initiatives like legalizing marijuana or sports gambling.
Changing this to a more, you know, completely rational system of allocation of transportation projects is actually probably going to have less effect on transportation and more effect on the politics in the legislative process.
Changing how money is handed out for transportation projects is in at least one infrastructure proposal. And a spokesperson for the governor says they want to use measurable goals in the future to decide on spending. I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.